It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to our weekly outdoor show. You know, we've been doing this over 6 years now. It doesn't seem like it. I've had so much fun visiting with everybody through the years, and I try to bring something a little different to each show. And maybe sometimes we just share things that's going on in my life. And here lately, I have been extremely active in the outdoors with my riding and hunting. And I haven't been fishing in a couple of weeks. Actually, it's been about 3 weeks since I was down at Tewakinee with David Hansen catching those catfish. But I thought I'd just visit with you today and tell you some things that's going on with me, some fun stuff that I've been involved with here lately. This past weekend, I went down to Ben Wheeler to the 9th annual Wild Hog Festival. And I'll tell you, the wild hogs, we all like to cuss and discuss them, but they're a commodity, and a lot of people down there appreciate them. I mean, you know, they have numbers have to be kept in check. Hunting and trapping is couple of good, well, trapping's a pretty efficient way to do it. You could never keep their numbers in check by just hunting because they're so smart. But the festival was awesome. I was a judge in the chili cook-off, the bean cook-off, and then the wild pork cook-off. And it was wild pork that they used in all the dishes. Some were really, really good, and some were, you know, iffy. But I enjoyed it a whole lot, and I cook a lot of pork. I think next year I'm going to maybe not be a judge and enter the contest. I had a lot of fun down there judging it, but I think it'd be a lot of fun next year in the Ben Wheeler Wild Hog Festival to actually be a participant and maybe partake in all three categories, the beans and the chili and the barbecued or wild pork. I guess you could say smoked wild pork anyway. You want to cook it outside. But a lot of fun there. You know, Sunday I had a extremely fun visit up in Lamar County. I wrote about it in the Greenville Herald Banner this past week in that newspaper column. Runs, I think, in 32 newspapers now. But I went up, and we all have mentors, regardless of what we do. I know whether it's sports or, you know, whether that sport may be hunting or whatever. But Billy Wayne Joplin was a brother-in-law of mine, or is. I guess I still call him a brother-in-law. His wife, my sister, passed away long ago, but I still look at him as a brother. But he was a young, in his early 20s when he married, and my sister, maybe even 19, back in the 60s. But he actually introduced me to hunting, squirrel hunting, hunting quail back in East Texas in the day when there were lots and lots of quail. We lived on a farm up north of Clarksville in the Dimple community. I think I've told you about that. But Billy and I used to go rabbit hunting, a little place called Fulbright, which is just not too far from Clarksville, maybe, I'm guessing, 10 miles or something. But Billy's mother and dad ran a small dairy farm there. And that was back before DDT had wiped out the cottontail rabbit population, lots and lots of rabbits. We went used to go when I was 9, 10, 11, those years, go over there and get 6 or 8 rabbits, and Billy's mother, Miss Joplin, would say, "You boys come back tomorrow," and she'd cook those rabbits and usually have a pot of chicken and dumplings to go with it, too, the fried rabbit and chicken and dumplings. I remember that. A lot of good, fond memories with Billy. But in Lamar County this past Sunday, his family gave him an 80th birthday party. Get together, and was it ever fun? I got to see a lot of his family and you know, my niece and some people that were also blood kin there came in. Gina, his daughter, who is my niece, came in from California with her family. A lot of fun there. And Billy and I, he's still sharp as a tack. I'd start telling a story about the first deer that I ever saw harvested, or the first time he took me to a deer camp in Red River County back in 1961, I believe, called Crooks Camp. And I'd start telling the story, and Billy would jump right in there when I hit a snag, and he'd pick it up and tell it exactly the way it happened. Just a whole lot of fun. Also, I've been having a lot of fun hunting here lately. Near my house, the bucks are just starting to move. I've got a couple of trail cameras out, and, of course, the acorns have been on the ground now, been hitting the ground for the past couple of weeks, really, but there's a lot of acorns on the ground, and if you can find a hot oak tree, well, you're going to find the deer. I had a hog. Actually, the problem with me when I'm hunting deer, if a good-eating hog comes out, like a young, fat sow, I seldom can pass it up. Last week, I shot about an 80, 90-pound sow, a young one that was fat as a butterball, while I was deer hunting. Actually, I shot it, and then I drug it out of the area to dress it, you know, where I wouldn't mess my hunting area up. But I immediately took the back straps and rubbed them with the sugar cure. You know, I get for six or so bucks, you can get sugar cure from Butcher Packer Supply, enough cure to cure a whole bunch of ham. But basically what I did, I took the back straps and made ham out of them. You're talking about some tender ham. It was, I've already smoked it. I let it cure 6 days and then smoked it at about 150 for, oh, I think I left it in there about 3 or 4 hours. But I took the ham and rubbed it with the cure and put some honey on the outside and some added brown sugar. Just put that in a Ziploc bag. Let it cure for 6 days. Cure can be hard to get, and some of the, like the Morton sugar cure, can be a little bit too salty for me. I like a sweeter cure. So you can go online if you like to butcher-packer.com, and you can see their sugar cures. They have all kind of different cures, sausage blends and things like that. But on our website, I'd like to post a picture this week of a breakfast that I enjoyed just yesterday morning from this ham. Show you what the cured ham looked like with hash browns and some eggs cooked out there in my little cabin out in the trees behind the house there. But, you know, that's something that you too can do. If you're this is the time of year we're doing a lot of hunting, so if you get a wild hog, make sure if you have any questions, I'm here for you. You can go to catfishradio.com, email me through the website. The email is very visible there. Send me an email, and I'll get back with you, I promise. But curing ham, that's something I've taught a lot of people how to do it. Many folks get hung up thinking it's rocket science, but it's as easy as rub and cure. And if you like brown sugar and honey on lean pieces of pork, put them in a Ziploc bag, or, you know, put them in the refrigerator. Make sure they're around 38 degrees for about, oh, you know, depending on the thickness, from 6 to 10 days, and then put them on a smoker and don't let them dry out. Cold smoke them to give them a smoke flavor. It is that easy. So that's a tip I thought that you might enjoy. Just remember, you can always reach me through the catfishradio.com site. You know, as an old outdoor writer for a bunch of magazines and my newspaper columns, I have the opportunity to test and put to work a lot of different products. I'll give you an update on what I think is to be the very best deal on night vision. Mossberg sent me an MVP. It's a MVP patrol rifle in 223. That's 5.56, you know, the same round that used in a Vietnam era. Just a very popular round, the 223 or 5.56. They sent I was trying to figure out the very best rifle night sight, the best and affordable rifle and night sight rig for hunting hogs. And I think I found it, to be honest with you. This you can check out this MVP Patrol in 223. It's a little light, short 223, bolt action, clip fed. Well, I took it out. I mounted the, there's a Photon XT, it's called. Photon XT, it's a night scope, and you can use it to shoot during the day, too, by Sightmark. You can go to sightmark.com and and learn all about the Photon XT. But they sell for maybe a little over $500. Awesome, awesome night vision. And, you know, not a lot of night vision cost, gosh, up into thousands of dollars. But I mounted it last week on this this Mossberg, the 223. Took it over to my buddy Kenneth Shepherd, who's got a range over at his house. And you sight it in digitally. It's got an infrared on it. If you need more, if you're on, say you're hunting at night with a bright moon, you probably can get by without the infrared, but it's got an infrared that you can increase from one level up to level three, which gives it a lot more illumination. I haven't hunted a hog with it yet, but I've had it out shooting it at night at a target. I am anxious to put this thing to work, on hogs. Just remember, you can check these things out, sightmark.com. And it's called the Photon XT. Very awesome night hunting scope. Now, it's got a cover on the end of the scope with a little bitty hole in it. You can shut that cover down, and it cuts the light down. You can shoot it. Actually, we sighted it in during the daytime, so you can definitely use it during the day or at night. It becomes a really good night scope. The thing is, with that little light Mossberg rifle, gosh, I mean, you can pack it in the woods. I put a good sling on it, you know, where you can carry it around. I think that's going to be my go-to night hunting rig for collecting pork. I know it will be in the near future, and I bet you I'm going to keep this thing and use it in years to come. Well, let's shift over to a little fishing talk. I did check in with David Hansen down at Tewakinee, and if you want to catch lots and lots and lots of channel catfish, and many of them in the 2 to 4 pound range, Tewakinee is the place to go. He's still using punch bait over baited holes. And you could go online and like David Hansen and check out his Facebook. Go to Facebook. And gosh, I mean, they're catching limits. Some mornings he posts by 10 o'clock, they've already got 100 fish caught. So fishing is really, really good on punch bait down at Tewakinee. Now, over at Fork, the crappie fishing has been real good. Seth Vanover, he's been with us many times. Seth said they're catching them 15 to 20 foot of water. Jigs are working really, really well. Small live minnows will also get you bit down there at Fork. So fishing has really picked up here in the last, couple of weeks, especially for crappie. But the bottom line is down at Tewakinee, the catfishing slows down. The big blue bite is started, but it's not yet where it's going to be in another, say, 2 or 3 weeks. And one more bit of what I consider to be really good news. My book, Kill the Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Wild Hog Hunting and Cooking, went on Amazon this past week. I was tickled to death about that. I've had the book out a while, but Amazon just picked it up, so it's available there through Amazon. You know, the name of it is Kill the Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Wild Hog Hunting. Folks, we're about out of time. I could ramble on and visit with you for another 2 or 3 hours probably, but I've enjoyed today's visit. I hope all of you have a good week in the outdoors, and I hope those of you that are bow hunting get you a big old buck. By the way, rifle season opens this weekend. I bet a lot of folks have got their rifles out after deer. Good luck until next week. We're going to be right back here. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to today's show. And remember, you can listen to the archive of all of our shows at ketr.org. Just go there and look under local programs. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke in Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina Mills, and Darton Archery.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.